KB2HXS Mobile. Back on again.
Easy, I'm about to step out for some gas.
What are you gonna get, a taco?
Ha 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 ha.
No, I'm kidding. Alright, I'm still in. I'll be in here for a few more minutes, about 20 minutes. I got about a 20 minute ride down to Woodruff.
Around the rest of the afternoon. Gotta head down towards far side of Piedmont and then work my way back up towards Traveler's Rest.
Yeah, what are you working today or just farting around?
Running errands and stuff, getting things done that I need to get done.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm heading down for a, maybe I shouldn't say it because everybody gets jealous of me. Me bandmates and I are going down to his radio station down in Woodruff. I don't know the call letters. I think it's 1017 or something. I'm going to do a radio interview today. Yeah, our bass player is friends with, I don't know if he's a station manager or a DJ. I'm not really sure what his title is, but he's going to interview us, and we're going to debut our first single together. Ooh.
Good music.
A little bluesy rock, you know, nothing too heavy.
That's pretty cool.
Fun to record it, you know. We have a fellow locally here, our friend Byron. He came over and he played engineer for us and brought his recording equipment over. And, you know, did a really, really good job on the mix. Got a little bit of touch-up work to do, so it's going to be a rough cut that people hear today. But it's a pretty good cut.
Hang with me just one second.
Language access mobile, passing the airport.
What was going on with the gas pump? It was first time me saying I put in my the wrong pin.
Pumps are doing these days is actually holding your card, kind of like the bank machines do, especially if you have the chip in it. This way, there can't be any, you know, anybody stealing your card information or anything.
So my phone, it gives it a one-time number that hasn't even been used before. That's how that works.
Oh, I'm not too familiar with that. That's pretty cool.
Station code than anything else doesn't use your actual card number. It's supposed to be more secure than actually using your card to begin with. Supposedly, that's what they say. So I don't know.
The adage of believe half of what you, none of what you hear and half of what you see. So I don't know either. I mean, heck, if I had the cash on me, I'd go and pay cash.
Cash, I didn't make it by the bank Friday. I didn't get off work until 7:30-ish, 7:40, something like that. So, no, 7:30. I got off work at 7:30 on Friday, so everything was closed then.
Are you driving truck yet, or are you doing something else?
Average company. I go drive all over the upstate with all different sizes of trucks, from little to big. I deliver beer and soda across the upstate to restaurants, gas stations, convenience stores, and grocery stores.
Oh, you're the beer man. B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Thanks. Pretty cool, huh?
Most of my career, I ran household. I was a bed bugger for about 25 years, and most of those years I was with Allied Van Lines. I was an owner-operator. In fact, I came off the road in 05 and got into air conditioning in 06. I had enough. When all the discounts started going up, fuel started going up, cost of doing business was going up. It just, like, I was like, no, I'm done. So I came off the road 05, and I jumped in air conditioning in 06. Been doing that ever since.
I didn't get into HVAC. I haven't done that. I want to do HVAC. I've done 3 years of welding. Now I've done truck driving. And before that, I did construction work, mostly residential and a little bit of commercial.
Oh, gotcha. Excellent. Yeah, I've been doing HVAC for about... I'm in my 16th year, I think. I started at the end of 05, and then I've got my EPA card and everything, so I work for a local company down in, I subcontract for a local company down in Greenville, right down there off of Keith Drive, and then I have my own little thing that I do. I have my own little company.
Pretty neat. I like that. I would like to own my own truck and do my own runs across the United States for a little while, going and seeing places that I want to see and getting paid to do so. So, I can create my own paid vacation for about 10 years or so while I save up money and hopefully get me a degree in meteorology someday, because that's what I really want to do when I'm done physically working hard.
What I'm telling you is my only advice is save every penny you can. You know, don't buy an old truck. You know, buy one that's 3 years old to start. You know, normally they sell them when they've got about 300,000 miles on them, and then they're just about broke in, and then just make sure you maintain the vehicle. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, extremely important. So make sure you do all your oil changes and greases on time.
I've worked on my own cars for 10 years and super mechanically inclined on stuff, and I believe in always taking care of your stuff, fixing problems before they shut you down, things like that.
What Mr. DOT man likes to look for is, first off, make sure your truck is always clean, make sure you have no oil drips, and especially check your axle oilers. Make sure there's no spray of oil coming out the seals and stuff, because they'll pull you in for that kind of stuff. And then they'll inspect you. And you'll walk out of there with not too happy. So cleanliness is really good, especially when you go out west, out to California. I didn't do a lot of California runs. I stayed kind of this side. The furthest I went out is Texas and the Midwest. I never really went to the left coast. Just too many miles and too many restrictions out there. So if you can keep around this area, I lived in New York, so I ran New York, Florida, Chicago. Sometimes I ran Texas. I did a Colorado one run a couple times, but you don't want to go out that way too far. But again, just make sure the maintenance on your truck. Make sure your truck is clean, no oil drips, no exhaust leaks, that kind of thing, because they'll pull you in for that.
I'm certain of it. I've seen that happen too. That, and if you got stuff on your dash, they think that you're disorganized and probably have logbook errors and stuff like that. They'll comb you over with a fine tooth comb if you got paperwork sitting on your dash.
Okay, sorry about that. One of my other bandmates looking. Where are you? But at any rate. Keep your dash clean, because, you know, they have cameras when you pull into the weigh stations and things, because they can look into your truck and they can single you out. Mr. DOT man does not need a reason to pull you in. They can pull you in on a whim. So, you know, make sure your logs are up to date, make sure there's no paperwork, no trash on your dashboard.
For absolute certain.
In this particular case, cleanliness is definitely next to godliness, because otherwise the DOT gods will pull you over, or pull you into the scale house anyway.
You need to leave without them issuing you a ticket of some form, so they'll hold you in there until they can.
Oh yeah, I've gotten a few tickets in my day, nothing exorbitant, but gotten a few warnings here and there, but yeah, just be careful, that's all. Be safe out there.
So far from the DOT, no tickets other than that, and they didn't even finish registering my warning to say it off my driving record. They can't make that stick so it shows up that you got a warning, but they chose to leave mine off. I was running down Highway 25 and way south, and and got hit with 67 into 55 when I came out to pass the car. He was way down the road, in traffic actually, and radar gunned me and caught me running that quick. I had been running 60, and I slowed down to 60 after passing the car, but he busted me. Wrote me a warning for less than 5 over.
Oh, that was decent of him. My experience with police officers is treat them with the utmost respect that they deserve, and 9 times out of 10, they're real heck of a lot easier on you than what you think. They're good guys. They're out there doing a hard job, so just be nice to them.
And at the time, he had looked at my license and seen that I had been driving for less than a year. He said, "Well, buddy, you got a lot left to learn out there. I want you to make a good career out of doing this, but you got to do it safely and do it the right way. So go out there and learn some more." That's what he told me when he let me go. But when he had pulled me over originally, he said, "Run a little fast out there this morning, aren't you, bud?" I said, "Yes, sir." I didn't even deny that. I seen him light me up a mile away on the straightaway, so I already knew what it was.
Well, I remember one time, and let me ID here, KB2HXS mobile, and I'm going to let it drop for a second. I'll tell you my quick story. Down in Florida, and I was heading up US 19 up to I-10, and it was just around dusk, and I was grabbing gears, going a little fast, and I got pulled over by a local, and I put all my interior lights on, rolled all my windows down, lit up my bunk, everything. I even had the lights on the back of the cab I turned on for him. And he walked up to me and he said, "Did you turn them lights on for me?" I said, "Yes, sir." You know, and he said, "Get out of here. Keep going." So long as you take the edge off and the officer knows that he or she is not in any kind of danger, then you're most likely going to get a free pass.
That's nice. When I got pulled over, it was daytime, so I didn't have to, like, flip on all those lights and everything. But that's an interesting little side note there. I'll have to remember that in case I ever do get pulled over again and it's nighttime.
Well, the other piece of advice I can give you is do not, absolutely do not make any sudden moves. Put your hands on the steering wheel at 10 and 2 and leave him there until he walks up to the truck. Or put your hands out the window and don't move. Because if you make any sudden moves, that's another, that'll raise the stress level. Because, oh my gosh, what's he going for, you know? Just the calmer you can be and diffuse the situation, the better off you'll be.
That's definitely true.
And I can speak from personal experience. I've been there, done that. Anyway, yeah, and then, you know, going through the scale houses, just don't be nervous, just roll on through, you know, don't make any sudden moves, you know, make sure you're clean shaven and, you know, you look good because they'll pick you off on that, too. Believe me, they can get very picky.
Yeah, first person I've heard say this stuff, too, so I'm starting to realize that I pay attention to it for the first time and the second time, but by the time 5 or 10 people say it, I'm like, wow, then this must be spot on. Learn from experience, school of hard knocks, etc. So I'll definitely take your word for it. I always stay clean, shaven, looking professional when I was in a truck. I noticed when I rolled through a truck stop, so many of the guys, you could hardly tell them from street thumb. So there was definitely a clear contrast there between people who cared and people who didn't care. I bet them that what they're looking for is at least people to care about what they're doing.
My truck was always clean, too. I ran through the truck wash at least twice a month or 3 times a month just because, you know, had the rims buffed out once a month. Yeah, it just, you look good out there, and they tend to leave you alone, you know.
I want to get me a show truck. I'll dump a lot of money into it being dumb, I guess, but I won't go too overboard with it, but I do want it to look really nice.
Well, let's see, there's a chrome shop in Wildwood, Florida, and I think there's that one out there, Iowa 80. I think that big chrome shop, I haven't been out there in a long time, but there's that big, you can get anything for a truck out there.
I can't remember if I threw my call there or not, but one question for you. Why do the truckers put their gear shifts, like, 4 feet in the air. What is the point? It's like the tallest object in the truck, and I don't understand why. Stocks are not like that.
I don't know either. It's just probably for showing off purposes, that kind of thing. But, yeah, just leave the stick shift stock. You know, you got those air controls on there and stuff. Just leave it alone. Don't mess with it. You know, if you want to do anything, get those chrome switch extenders and, you know, the chrome rings for the dash, depending on what you get. You know, you get your chrome bumpers and mirror backs and all that kind of stuff. Don't go too crazy. You know, you could spend enough to mortgage a house on some of this chrome on these trucks. My God.
Question, why do they bring their sun visor on their windshield two-thirds of the way down?
Well, depending on the hood of the truck, one of the reasons why Peterbilt's got like a two-tone paint, because the sun will reflect off that hood. My last truck was an Anteater. It was a T600, so I had the sloped hood, so I didn't have the sun reflecting off my hood in my eyes.
Man, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, sometimes what them guys will do on those long noses is they'll paint the top of the hood on a flat paint, or like flat black or a flat color, so it doesn't reflect.
I like that. I'd probably do mine matte black or dark gray or something so that it didn't hit me in the face then. Interesting pointer there. I had never thought about that, especially with me intending to own a long nose and never having owned one before.
That's right. The other advice is be very, very careful with window tint. A buddy of mine put tint on the top of the windshield and the bottom of the windshield, and it actually closed the what they call the viewing area down too much. And when he got pulled into a scale house, he was made to rip the bottom the bottom tint off the window.
Good thing. I know the DOT is pretty particular about window tint and other things. Why is this guy going 30 in the 45? My goodness. Anyway, I know not to over tint windows and stuff like that. Even in regular Class D vehicles, regular cops like to bust people for that all the time. And I don't want to run the risk of some DOT jerk placing me out of service due to window tint or something outrageous like that.
Mind, being that you have a Class A license, it doesn't matter what vehicle you drive. You drive a Class D vehicle, you drive a Class B or A or whatever, your fines are higher. It doesn't matter what you drive. Just because you think you're in your personal vehicle, you do something silly like speed, your fines will be higher than the normal driver.
Really? I have not gotten a single ticket yet while I have been driving since I got my CDL, so doing good in that department, but I am aware.
You haven't popped your cherry yet, that's all. Don't worry about it. You'll get a seatbelt ticket or something out there, and you'll just pay it and go on down the road. Just, you know, just be aware of things. Be aware of your surroundings. Listen, I'm about 3 minutes out of where I got to be. I gotta pay attention to my GPS here. I'm not sure where the radio station is. So you have a good afternoon. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS. And I'm going to hang the mic now. See ya. 73.
KB2HXF, KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Lulu Mike. Great talking to you, Dave. Name here is Daniel. You have a great afternoon at the radio station. Hope everything goes as well or better than planned for you. Sounds exciting. Have fun with your new album release. KJ4WZM Mobile.
All right, sir. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS.